Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday. Oh my God, who does not fucking love Monday? Woo!
It's been fun. Yeah, I like it.
Monday! Oh, give me more of those, please. September 26th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Alex. Alex working the dials over there. Bryn just sent me an email from someone who's actually mad at us about the name-changing advice that we gave last
week. Outraged, yeah.
Outraged!
Interesting, because I thought about that a little bit. Just that it is one of those weird sort of realities. I'm curious how the... Tell us first what this person has to say.
It's longish.
Okay, I'm curious. I'm very curious.
Yeah, okay. We'd stop me anytime. We can just jump in and out.
It's that whole, well, there's tradition. Like, marrying to begin with is part of this tradition
that human beings made up.
You know, we have all this, like, well, now we're picking and choosing what we. So I'm curious where their what their beef is, so to say.
I was listening to hi, Sarah, Vinny, and crew. That's you guys and crew.
All right, me and you, a low crew.
Let's go.
Go Niners.
Go Niners.
I was listening to last week's Secret Show about changing names, and quite frankly, I was pretty pissed off by some of your take on whether a woman should change her name when getting married. Vinny, I'm confused by your thought that a woman should change her name to make a man feel like he's appreciated or all in on the marriage. What the fuck?
Is that what I said?
I don't recall you saying that, but...
I thought what I said was I didn't even want to get married in the first place, that I think it's a waste of money and that I feel like most people find themselves locked in something that they either stay in out of obligation or stay in because they realize I'm going to lose half my shit when I walk out of here. What?
That's just that whole statement sounded kind of bitter.
No. Well, yeah. The people who get divorced are bitter.
Yeah.
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 It's a real problem. And I wouldn't want anyone to stay with me because they're thinking those types of thoughts. Like, well, I have to stay since I said I would.
Right.
If you don't want to be here, please, by all means, find the door. If you need directions, I'll give them to you.
Take half my stuff.
Well,
did you wind up getting a prenup?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Yeah, me neither, but we were poor when we got married. I mean, not that I'm worried.
Anyway,
about it.
I didn't. I'm sorry if you were under the impression
there's
that I
way
think.
More.
But just read that part again.
Vinny, I'm confused by your thought that a woman should change her name to make a man feel like he's appreciated or all in on the marriage. And I would say, I didn't take that away from what you said on that show.
Okay.
Also, to be blunt, all your other arguments for why to change your name are total bullshit. I didn't change my name when I married. It never made any sense to me why I would, and I was already established professionally with my name. Our older kid, Seven, has my last name, and my husband's last name has my last name, and my husband's last name as a part of his name, like a middle name, I guess. He has never been confused. He's always understood what my name is, what his dad's name is, and where the different parts of his own name came from. A few years ago, my family and I moved abroad where we live now. Last year, we had a kid here abroad. We have dealt with all the headaches and all the paperwork required to live and have a baby abroad. In all of this, it has never been an issue that I have a different last name. No one, not any school, work, airport security guard, customs agent, no one has ever asked me why I don't have the same last name as my husband. Two things I think you got right. One, it doesn't matter at all. And two, this is a modern question, not even a problem because see number one, for which there is no perfect answer. Yeah, that's what I felt like we, that was our summation of the whole thing.
Well, it
right?
sounds
was
like
that,
she's
do
very,
whatever you want.
She's very passionate about this. She has a strong stance. If I were dating her, I'd say, yeah, fuck it. Let's not get married. We don't need any of this nonsense. None of it
so
means we're staying together.
No, none of it does mean that none of it's a guarantee. That's
no.
For sure. So this lady says, my advice to that woman, keep your name and save yourself the headache. And again, see number one, it will never matter again. So don't worry about it for another second. Also, as a society, we need to get with the times and normalize women keeping their own identities, even when getting married. Sorry for the long rant, but evidently I have some strong feelings on the subject that I never even realized until I heard this show.
Yeah,
there it is.
Overwhelming feelings of concern. Married and still me, goddammit.
No, I'm with her in that, but I definitely felt like, well, and look, I'm going to tell you the truth about the wedding itself is part of the hurdle I didn't want to deal with. The wedding itself, not the commitment to another person, but the actual wedding day I have trouble with. The whole thing, the money, the amount of money it costs. I've got a weird thing about if I'm the center of attention because I'm trying to entertain people or whatever you'd call this, I'm in. If I'm the center of attention and I'm expected to behave myself and stand there quietly and say all the right stuff, I feel incredibly uncomfortable. Mm. Especially when I have a bunch of friends and family traveling
all there for you
to make a trip like that.
Right.
I feel obligated to say something. And then I'm in this struggle. Don't fuck it up.
Well,
don't be a wise guy right now.
It is kind of that once in a... You don't get to practice, hopefully, you don't get to practice getting married. So it is like everywhere you turn, there's someone who has put in some effort to be there and wants a little piece of your time.
Yes, and I absolutely feel uncomfortable in that spot. So I definitely would have preferred at the most... some kind of, what do they call that? Elopement. And at the least, high five, we're good.
We never have to marry.
I was fine with it. I didn't, you know. And that way, and look, this is what it comes down to. More than ever, I've talked to a lot of people. I ask a lot of questions. Maybe you're familiar with this show. I ask people probably in some cases inappropriate questions. But what I find is it runs the gamut from we're meant to be and have been since day one and we're still rock solid to I didn't really know what else to say, so I said yes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing
and Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And now I don't even really know why I'm still here. I guess because I... just haven't decided to drive away from the house and never come back.
It's easy.
I've heard awful things from people where they're the ones that instigated the whole thing, and they realize they didn't want to.
Right.
They did it out of some weird thing,
social
like
pressure.
Social pressure, friend pressure, family pressure.
Cultural norms.
I don't want to be party to that, and I certainly wouldn't want someone staying with me because they feel like they have to. If anything, I would want someone to be like, yes, I understand the door locks on the inside and I can open that and walk out. I get it. So I'm
You're not a prisoner here.
I'm here by choice, and we both are, and let's keep it that way. That'd be my preference.
It can be that. Gilded cage, though.
Oh, you don't... I mean, you've talked to people, right?
Sure.
You don't have friends who are like, I'd get the fuck out of here if I could, or boy, this was a mistake.
Yeah. And the thing is, if I could is never... If you really could, you... Maybe you would. Is it laziness, or is it that you are trapped there in a cage of your own making?
No, it's inconvenient, that's all.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard work to extricate yourself.
By the way, there are a bunch of responses from this last name change.
Okay, oh, yeah. Great. Let's do them.
Well, actually, I don't have all kinds of time for that, and I wanted to get to this one.
Oh. Another one, everyone. Switching gears.
I threw them all in there.
No, this one is good. It was kissing our ass, so I like that.
Oh, nice. The therapist one?
Yeah, it's the therapist one.
Yeah.
I really like it because they love us. On Friday, what did we talk about on Friday? That wasn't the name change one, was it?
I thought it was, but...
The name change one?
Let me check.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I know, it's hard to keep track.
It was one of the last... I thought that one was Thursday, but fuck do I know. Okay, so here we go. This is a nice letter from a nice lady.
Right.
I assume it's a lady. I don't know.
From a therapist.
Let me look at the... Well, their name's A, so... I wanted to write some nice feedback/accolades to you all based on Friday's secret show. You don't have to read this on the air. Oh, don't worry. Of course it's getting read on the air. It's all nice. But I wanted to make sure to give you guys this feedback. I am a therapist and social worker for 17 years.
Who doesn't want a hand job from a therapist social worker?
Hello. I have written to y'all before and have often felt as though there are several parallels between what you guys do and what I do regarding what makes you all so effective at what you do. Listening to Vinny talk about his process regarding how he connects with audiences while on the air. Oh, that's right. We talked about radio on Friday.
Oh.
How did A-Log get into radio and then it went down that rabbit hole? Okay.
Oh.
That was actually a pretty fun show.
Yeah, that was.
That was a self-hand job, though. Jeez.
Well, sometimes we beat ourselves off. Sometimes you beat us off. It's, as long as we get beat off, that's what's important.
Get that poison out.
So hold on a second here. Listening to Vinny talk about his process regarding how he connects with audience while on the air and you guys' process with your on-air/off-air personalities reminds me a lot of exactly what it's like to be a therapist. As a therapist, your number one priority in order to be as effective as possible is to connect with people, to build trust and rapport with your clients as quickly as possible, to engage them in the process of decreasing risk factors, especially when you're working with people in crises, which is what I do specifically. This means you have to be on, so to speak, in your level of vigilance, attention, genuineness, and mindfulness when you're speaking to clients. I will say right off the bat, though, what this person does is a lot. We're fucking around. I mean, yeah, we're trying to take your problem apart and stuff, but like, there's no substitute for a real trained therapist.
Mm-hmm.
We call it bad advice, you know, for a reason. Because it's really us just guessing at what you should do.
I would like to be... I'm going to step aside from her comments and take everything you said to heart, because I believe strongly that we are exactly, as you stated, the best in the whole wide world.
Okay, so
there it is.
Thank you.
You're on a level of vigilance, attention, genuineness, mindfulness when you're speaking to clients. This is something that is largely intuition-based, because if you force this process, it often doesn't come across as genuine, and you fail to build a trusting relationship with the client or clients, which is true. I mean, how many times have you been to a therapist and been like, no, not that one?
I have.
Me too.
You have?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I hated my first therapist, but my mom was like, you're going.
Oh, this was when you were in school?
Yeah, I was.
Jesus.
It was my first year of college.
Oh.
And I went to this guy and I couldn't fucking stand him. And then, so I wasn't going. My mom was paying all this money for all these sessions, and then I think she'd asked me.
You weren't going? You mean you were ditching the therapist?
Yeah, I just wasn't. I couldn't stand him. I wasn't going, and so, but he wasn't telling my mom that, and sending her the bill.
Oh, shoot.
Mm. Well, well, you know, that is
their thing.
That's what I do. Right. He had set that hour aside for me.
I was sitting there waiting for her, and she didn't show.
Yeah. But you'd think after a few weeks, he'd be like,
nope.
You know.
Easy money.
So when I told her, like at Thanksgiving, no, I'm not going to that. And she was like, what? Anyway, that's because I didn't connect with that guy. I couldn't fucking stand him. He's like asking me all these, like, felt really inappropriate, these questions. I was like, you know, 17-year-old girl, and he's all, you know, wants to know all about my sex life. I'm like,
how do you shave your vagina?
What the fuck has that got to do with
anything
that I'm here
for? Are you bushy? Do you like to trim it back?
Where
are you
finding your
landing strip?
And yeah, it was
your
gross.
Pussy, you're on the clit.
I'm like, I don't know what it is. It's like maybe I'm just reading too much into, like, you know, the doctor that, like, fingered me and the fucking therapist that's asking me all this stuff. I'm like, what has this got to do with my eating disorder? Like, stop it. God. Oh.
The doctor was checking you for food.
In your vagina?
I don't know.
It was not in my vagina.
What?
That's not where he was checking.
He fingered her buckeye.
Oh.
I told you that. It was a rectal.
Yeah, you did tell us that. For some
reason.
You didn't
tell us that he fingered you, though. That's new news.
He put his finger. That's how you do a rectal exam.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, we didn't know that until now.
What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know. I just went, oh, that sounds like a shame. Whatever.
Sounds like a shame. All right. Anyways, back to this, ladies. Accolades. The accolades. Let's get back to this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're such
to
a great
the
therapist.
To build the trusting. Yeah, we're such a great therapist. Blah, blah, blah. You got to be genuine. Build a trusting relationship with the clients. I feel this is exactly what you do so effectively with your audience and with the general public. You connect so incredibly well because you are your true, genuine selves, more or less. And you are unafraid to show all sides of yourself, including the not-so-flattering pieces of what makes you who you are. And you are therefore an incredible example of people so heavily in the public eye, showing the world what it means to be human. This connects with people so significantly, especially in a world where we're all surrounded by loads of content that we have to deeply question the validity of. It's a very nice thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
As a therapist, it's completely refreshing for me to be able to connect to your show the way I do and give myself a break from the process of being the one in that position. Thank you for being y'all.
Mm.
Love you, A.
Wow.
I know. That was a solid fucking hand job right there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm. It came twice.
Jesus, Bryn.
Wow, Bryn.
Too far.
Man, where the fuck is the line?
She said,
who
doctor,
knows where the line
we're trying
is?
Trying not to gross her out, all right?
You guys don't want to talk about hand jobs.
What?
Goddamn
no,
therapist,
that was all you.
We're talking about hand jobs. Suddenly I'm the inappropriate
Jesus.
One.
God, I don't know how you live with yourself. Bad. Oh, yeah, look at all these last name ones. We'll get to, you know,
read it. Read one more.
No.
One more. We have time. Why do we have to end so early?
Because we have time?
We don't really.
Hey, look, tell me. Yes
yeah,
or no?
We got a little bit of time.
All right, okay.
Tack some more goddamn commercials on there. What do we care about
well,
it
well,
before?
That's the thing.
What do you mean, what's the thing?
It's a
I said,
whole
that's the thing.
Doesn't
thing.
That make them more money?
I don't know about that money part.
Why wouldn't they want
must,
that?
Right?
Oh, I don't deal with the
all
money part.
All right, we're
part.
Wasting the time. Go.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Radio FM. Quick thoughts about the woman who's conflicted about changing her name. I completely understand the desire to keep your last name as a woman, as a big middle finger to the patriarchy. I also understand there's something important and magical about a family all sharing the same last name. I think it draws a family together the same way a team does. We're all on Team Smith / Team Johnson. Here are a few additional creative ideas which could help. See if the husband is in for taking your name instead. I think that's a rare dude. Come up with an entirely different last name and both change to that. I know a couple who did this and it was a great way to come into a marriage equally. I actually like that idea. And it could be a hybrid of the two names. I mean, if it works for you. It's not something you have to decide right away. For me, it's really the kids aspect where you have a shared last name, where that the shared last name becomes most important. Wait until you have kids to decide. If he's really stuck on you taking his name and it's a deal breaker, I know someone who changed her middle name to her maiden name to keep that part of her identity. So instead of Jane Ann Smith, she became Jane Smith Johnson.
That's actually the interesting...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would.
Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Question in my mind for this couple, like back to shave all the nonsense we've been talking about out of this and just get down to the, if this guy says, I need you to take my name and you don't want to take his name and now you're at a standoff, as they would say, mm-hmm. right? Where do you go from there? Do you actually walk away from the person you think you want to spend the rest of your life with over this argument, or do you both back away from marriage entirely? Because that, to me, seems like the problem. All of the traditions are what you guys are sort of struggling with, and the truth in the matter is the commitment is between you two as partners. You don't need anyone's approval. You don't need anyone to stamp that. It's gonna go. Like, to me, so many couples are doomed from the beginning that you would go, well, if there was anything to this marriage institution, there would be some kind of test, real hoops to jump through. But ultimately, you have to decide, is this the person you want to spend the rest of your life with? And do you want to pay the penalties if you decide you don't want to?
Well, look, if changing the name breaks you up, you were fucking doomed to be
right
with, so
that's the point I'm making, is there are so many things in your life,
if you can't get past that hurdle, don't bother,
as partners, that you will struggle with, right? Whether that is health or sickness or, you know, infidelity or kids right there alone they'll
wreck the best marriage.
So I don't know, it just seems to me like that is an interesting standoff,
right,
to be stuck in.
Well, it just, to me, like, partnership is about compromising and understanding that it's not just you anymore, you selfish mm-hmm. asshole, me. You know, you are going to need to deal with another person, and you're making a commitment to continue to find ways to deal happily and figure things out, like a commitment to make it all work. So if it starts with this and you guys can't find a compromise, I would say, I'd advise that's not where you should be.
That shouldn't be,
that shouldn't be the thing.
You didn't even make it into the marriage.
Right.
Meaning
you're already having problems.
Not making it any farther down the road than you are at this point. So let me ask you, Alok. Aho. Sorry.
Jason.
Whatever. J-ho. Your wife took your last name?
She did not.
So she has her last name.
She has her last name, yeah.
Was there any stress on you about that?
There was no stress, no. But
it's pretty easy going.
Yeah, I'm pretty relaxed about that kind of stuff, and I didn't want to push anything on her.
Did you ask her to take your name?
I didn't actually. It was I think I said the last time that we kind of got to doing the marriage license stuff. And then it kind of came up there. Like, we'd never even talked about it before that. Yeah, and then it was kind of like, oh, what should we do? And then we felt a little bit under pressure. So we were like, let's revisit this. If we really feel that strongly, we can figure out a way.
You can change it later.
Yeah, but we were like, let's just, you know.
You can change your name anytime you want.
Yeah. You know, it's like, for me, it's like, let's enjoy this because, yeah, there's...
I don't want to look at the hard stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. That might break us up.
Right.
Hey, are you going to, is Anita going to be a Huyen?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's almost like an opportunity to say, you need to change your last name, otherwise we shouldn't even get married. What's the point, right? Keep on pushing it back.
Are you trying to get out of it?
No, I'm not trying to get out of it. I've been saying that I don't really need a marriage to make our thing a real thing. Like, it's a fucking, we have a relationship, we have kids, we're a family, we're a whole unit. we don't have to have the certification.
No, that's true.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to get married, sure, take my name. Otherwise, let's not.
Well, hey, right. You but, proposed. You're the one who proposed.
But so I honestly don't even care. I don't.
So if she says, nah, I want to marry, we're marrying. I got a ring and I'm doing the whole thing, but I don't want your name. You would be like, okay.
If she was real, I mean, if that was like everything to her, then yeah, sure. But honestly, like, I don't think that there has to be compromise on both sides. In this situation, the compromise is me saying, all right, I'll marry too. I don't really care to get married. So you should compromise on your end. Right? Like, if you don't want to take my last name, you just keep your last name and keep who I am. We all stay exactly how we are right now. Perfect. Thank you.
I think I said the same thing, basically. We said it differently, but right. I feel the same
I'm
way.
I'm not sure what we're even talking about.
Well, anymore. Partnership, yeah. I think, look, this is what I'll close on this, or at least close out my part on this. I just think that partnership's incredibly important. It's got, for me, it's very valuable.
Yep.
I love partnership. It can also be very difficult, but I value it. I don't need anybody to tell me my partnership is valid, though.
Yeah. Rubber stamp.
I don't need that.
Right. Are there any benefits to being married?
Well, this is what that person wrote, I agree with. I think it's weird. I wouldn't have believed it had I not been in the situation. But there is a neat family thing happening there. And it isn't easily... I can't finger the exact reason. You love when I finger stuff, don't you? She gets that smile on her face like, oh, he said it again.
No, you get the smile on your face, and that's why I smile back at you, because you're fingering things.
No, you're smiling.
Yeah, you know, you've smiled.
Okay, we like it.
Anyway.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. We're out of here.
Just say the words.
Have a great day.
Oh, the end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?